Hello.
Hello, this is Kiara calling from Mercy Roadside Assistance.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Okay, so I tried to basically look at a couple of providers, and basically the issue is with it being in the backyard. Now, it's not because of the flatbed, but with it being in the backyard, and most of the providers that I am coming in that are contracted with us, they don't have like a repo truck. So do you know if there's any type of possible way for you to be able to at least push the truck out of the backyard?
No, ma'am. I mean, I think it's enough space for them to get the flatbed back here. My
Sir.
yard is big. I said, I think it's enough room for them to get the flatbed back here. My yard is big.
I just know it's probably with a lot of tours, it's just the risk of possibly sometimes I know them putting the flatbed back there, and then it's an instance where they can't get their tow truck out of it. So now that vehicle's stuck, and now they're stuck in whatever backyard it is. So most of the time, they try to tell us if they're able to push it to like the side of the road or at least to like a driveway or something. Just anything
Yeah.
besides the backyard.
Yeah, I was trying, but yeah, I can't. It won't even shift into neutral. It won't click
Okay.
into neutral.
Okay.
It'll go into drive and go forward, but I can't get it to go in reverse. It won't even go into neutral.
Okay, let's see here. I'm trying to see your other options because I know that I can try to call some in-network providers, but I just know that most of them will try to charge like a really big out-of-pocket expense just due to the fact that it's been in the backyard and not even the fact that it's the flatbed.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Okay, so I can still keep trying to
I
work on this for you just to see if I can find someone, but I just wanted to see if it was a possibility because I know the other people that did come out, they didn't have a problem with towing it just because it was in the backyard.
Yes. He was saying because it's, I guess, because it's facing the opposite way. Because if they come back here, they'll have to get it from behind the car. So they can't even get to the front of it. I have a gate right there, and in front of it, the gate is, there's not an entrance in front of the gate right there, and it makes it difficult for them to even get to the front. That's why he was saying I need a what's the name so they can pull it out. I can't even do that. I can't even get it in neutral. I'm trying to figure it out. I've been trying to figure this out for like 2, 3 weeks.
I understand. Now, how? Oh, so how, it's been in the backyard for 2 or 3 weeks, or has it been in there
Yes,
longer?
No, it's been back there for like probably 3 weeks or something like that. After I got it back, it's a leak in my transmission pan, and that day when I parked it, I didn't know how low it was or nothing, and it wouldn't go in reverse. And I tried to do something like drive it forward a little bit so it could shift back. It didn't do it. And where I
Okay.
got it's a tough location, I guess, for them to get to it. To get it into the front.
Yes, okay. So what I'm gonna do is like I said, I'm gonna still try to get in contact with some people to see if I can find someone that could possibly help. But I just know that's literally just probably the only standing issue right now with it being in the backyard. And it's
Yes, ma'am.
getting a repo truck would help, but you still need a flatbed because your car won't shift. That's what we really need the flatbed for.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I
And
just
if they can get out here as far as the repo truck, I could probably, if they could at least get it to pull it for, I could probably at least drive it there.
Okay, so I'll let them know that as well. So I'm going to give you a call back, okay? I just wanted to call and update you.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.